Nashville is slowing down its march to universal pre-K. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports city officials released a plan Tuesday in response to a widely cited Vanderbilt study that questioned the long-term benefits.
A few years ago, the city was on its way to making sure every four-year-old could attend pre-K. But this long-running study out of Vanderbilt's Peabody College found that it was hard to tell from their test scores who had been to pre-K. And by the time students were in third grade, some were even doing worse than their peers who didn't get the extra year. Laura Moore is an education advisor to the mayor.
We still want to ensure that every four-year-old in Nashville has access to pre-K, but we know that making sure that it's high-quality access is really important.
One critique of Tennessee's pre-K is its lack of standardization. Some classes look a bit like daycare. Others are overly structured. The plan released this week will use the next couple of years to improve performance evaluations and focus on professional development for Nashville's pre-K teachers. The city will hire a coordinator to oversee it all. It would be at least 3 years before any further expansion. Dale Farron is part of the city's working group to reset early childhood education. She's also the Vanderbilt researcher responsible for the study that cast doubt on pre-K's effectiveness.
What's wonderful to me is to see the kind of proactive response of this state and the city to say, not to deny the effects that we found, but to say we don't want those effects again.
Farron says she's also glad to be part of the solution rather than just identifying pre-K's problems. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.